More Idaho Matters right now. For the last 10 years, the Sun Valley Film Festival has been Idaho's version of Sundance in Utah. As spring arrives, Sun Valley plays host to unique films, to Hollywood actors, even behind-the-scene interviews, and of course, skiing. Well, this year, Woody Harrelson and Amy Poehler are on the list to be honored by the festival, along with documentaries and independent films. And once again, our Morning Edition host, George Prentice, will be in Sun Valley at the end of the month to take part in all of this, and he's joining us now for a preview. Hi, George.
Hi, Gemma. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Happy St. Patrick's Day to you as well. So, George, the festival is actually back this year, and I understand you can actually see some of the films in person.
Absolutely. One note, online they are indicating that passes will also give people the opportunity to screen some of the films at home. That said, a lot of what is the Sun Valley Film Festival aren't the movies. They're the in-person events. For instance, mm-hmm. the coffee talks with Amy Poehler and Woody Harrelson. Those are not broadcast. Many of the coffee talks that I've participated in over the years, there were no video cameras or even audio files of that. And so you pretty much have to be there for that. And that is at the wonderful new Argyros Theater. A lot of the screenings, of course, are at the Opera House at the Sun Valley mm-hmm. Resort. But again, a lot of what the festival is, yes, there are plenty of films, but a lot that makes this festival so different are the events.
Okay, so you mentioned coffee talks.
Yes.
So first off, for folks who don't know what that is, mm-hmm. What are they? And then we know what, Amy Poehler, Woody Harrelson, anyone else doing these this year?
Well, they're at press time. They're still working on booking others. But yeah, they've got the big tentpole attractions with Amy Poehler and Woody Harrelson. Coffee talks are in the morning, i.e. coffee.
Okay.
they are in the Argyros Theater. And more often than not, the theater is packed. I can tell you, having hosted many of them, they are electric. They are unpredictable. I've had a few incidents myself. Can I tell you a story that I think I've only
Absolutely.
Told a few people? So, and anyone who was at the event will verify this. But a few years ago, I got a call from the festival asking, hey, would you like to host a coffee talk? And I just said yes. And then they finished the sentence and they said, with Chelsea Handler. And I said,
oh my goodness.
Okay, yes. And later that day, I was talking to my nieces and nephews and they said, Uncle George, she's going to eat you alive. And I said, what? And they said, have you ever seen what she does to someone who's not prepared? And I said, well, I'll come prepared. And they said, Uncle George, don't embarrass us. And so it got in my head. And so I prepared. I over-prepared. I got an advanced copy of her new book. Then comes the morning. I walk up to the Argyros Theater. Early in the morning, there's a line around the block. All of a sudden, mm-hmm. I've got flop sweat in sub-freezing weather. I walk behind the backstage door, and there's Chelsea Handler with all of her people. And all of a sudden, I'm thinking, okay, George, don't blow this. Don't blow this. Mm-hmm. And so I came out onto the stage, very nice introduction, and I had this wonderful big intro for Chelsea Handler, who had her own hand mic off stage.
Oh, my goodness.
So I'm about to introduce her, and then I say, and I have just read her new book, My Death Will Be the Life of Me. And the second I said it, I realized I botched the title of the book. It's My Life Will Be the Death of Me. And so she, into her microphone, she says, holy bleep, and through the whole theater, everyone, and my head goes between my knees. I turn ghost white. She comes out, and for the better part of 90 minutes, it is a jousting match. And a lot of people thought that we had prepared that because it was so unpredictable. And it started off, oh, my gosh, everybody's back on their heels. But it was an amazing event. She was lovely, but boy, did I have to keep on my toes. It's just one of those things that happen. It's pretty cool. So, I mean, Amy Poehler.
Right? Oh, George. I adore Amy Poehler. I mean, anything that she and Tina Fey do together, are you kidding?
Right.
Like, so great.
And Woody Harrelson, you know, who treads this line between extreme comedy and extreme drama.
Right.
But year in, year out, the Sun Valley Film Festival gets, you know, Clint Eastwood, Jodie Foster, Oliver Stone, you know, right down the list of really, really big stars.
You know, George, I'm always surprised, honestly, every year when you hear the big names mm-hmm. that come to the Sun Valley Film Festival. And I think part of it is, you know, and you and I have talked about this before, right? Sun Valley is 2 hours away. I mean, it's literally in our backyard. And I think that we forget sometimes, you know, these amazing events that this area puts on.
Exactly. And what makes this different is how close you are to them and access. Fans mm-hmm. walk right up to them, ask for an autograph or a selfie. You have conversations with Oscar-winning directors or screenwriters. And that's really different, I promise you, from Sundance or Cannes or just about any other film festival on the planet. It's access, and it's a party, and the coffee talks are so unique. You don't see anything like that at another film festival.
So since it is a film festival, let's talk mm-hmm. about the actual movies as well. So give us a preview of what folks can see this year.
Well, I'm particularly interested in two films. One of them is a new drama. It is titled 892, and it stars John Boyega. He's one of the top co-stars in the recent Star Wars films. Mm-hmm. And he plays a vet, and his disability check fails to materialize from the VA one day. He finds himself on the brink of homelessness and breaking his daughter's heart. With no other options, one day he walks into a Wells Fargo bank and says, "I've got a bomb." And
oh my God.
Yeah. And who doesn't want to see that film? Because it's got so many layers, social, cultural, and of course, it's a thriller right out of the gate. The title is called 892. It's a brand new film. I'm anxious to see it. One other film, and Sun Valley gets great documentaries. It's called The First Wave, and it's a new documentary from National Geographic, and it is about the first wave of COVID-19. And a woman, a doctor from New York, Dr. Natalie Duguay, she's a first-generation Haitian-American. She's at the centerpiece of that. Well, Dr. Duguay is actually going to be there for the screening and will actually be awarded what is called the Further Award, a special award that National Geographic gives out only at the Sun Valley Film Festival. And there's that post-screening Q&A. All of our shared experiences on COVID, this woman who's the centerpiece of this film, and that's what makes this so unique. And that film, again, is called The First Wave. It will be up on the big screen, and the star, if you will be right there in attendance taking audience questions.
So, George, I am curious about what COVID policies, if any.
Yes. So as of this morning, because many venues have their own policies, as of this morning, they are requiring that all guests over the age of 12 must show proof of vaccine, copy paper or digital, or a negative COVID-19 test taken within 72 hours of the show. The policy is subject to change. We're still a couple of weeks away. It's very fluid, as you know. But for instance, the NCAA men's basketball tournament is opening today in venues all over the U.S. Some of those venues are requiring proof of vaccination. Some aren't. It depends. It's all up to the venues. And as of this morning, it's proof of vaccination. But that, again, is subject to change.
And so when exactly is the festival, George?
March 30th through April 3rd. It usually begins with a screening on the Wednesday evening at the Opera House at the resort, and it goes all the way to Sunday, April 3rd. And what's great is that on the Sunday, the final day, the audience gets to choose their favorite drama and their favorite documentary, and they are screened on that final day. So you can be guaranteed to get in and see the best of the fest, well, if you will.
So glad that it's back in person this year. So
timing's everything, right?
Yes.
I'm really looking forward to this. I think we're all ready to experience something, but also to be in the embrace of professionals and people who do this right, who take the pandemic seriously. It sounds like they're ready. It's all systems go for them with a number of safety protocols and some big stars.
All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break and we're going to have more with George because we're going to talk a little bit about what to watch this weekend. But remember, the Sun Valley Film Festival begins March 30th.